Welcome to Regardless. Regardless isn't just a word. It's a powerful mindset that helps you to overcome limiting beliefs, self-doubt, and stress. All very common hurdles on the journey from college graduation to thriving adulthood. As your host, Skylar Sorkin, my mission is to bring relevant guests to the table to answer some of our most burning questions about relationships, career, and life. Regardless is your go-to hub for tips and tools to keep you going, reminding you that you've got this, babe. If you're committed to navigating life's twists and turns with confidence and conviction, you found your home. Regardless is available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey, you guys, welcome to Regardless. I am so excited to have you here. Regardless is the go-to hub for tips and tools to keep you going, babe, reminding you that you've got this. New episodes drop every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Okay, the fact that literally this is your first podcast and you're coming on to Regardless.
Yeah.
Okay, I told you this when I freaking DM'd you and when I also saw you downstairs.
Yes.
But, okay, this is like a cute younger self story. I'm like, make it emotional, it's fine. So, as you know, like, I grew up dancing my entire life. Mm-hmm. I went to UC Santa Barbara for dance. Wow. And then I decided to part ways with dance, which mm-hmm. was very difficult. But as you know, just obviously, like, you have to be the best of the best to right. make it big and find a career and pursue a career in dance. And, like, yeah. I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I fully believe in myself to do that with this. And I was more interested in, like, the business side of things. But if anyone, like, understands dance, movement as medicine, it's your girl. And so watching your season, I've been watching So You Think You Can Dance. My mom is going to watch this and freak out because we freaking love you. But I've been watching it since I was like 5 years old, like maybe seven. Mm-hmm. But you are the most talented, diverse, powerhouse of a woman that this show has ever had.
Thank you.
Like, babes, own that.
Yeah, this season, I mean, this season alone was just so different from the others. Like, doing industry challenges and like
yep.
having... I mean, for one, I mean, since I made it all the way through having to do four different solos and I changed it up each time and I was like, oh, like, we're going to be different because it's like the season was different. Mm-hmm. I was like, why not? We'll throw that in there. But just like I was telling you, every single solo I came up with either
Tequila.
The second before or the day before.
So what like held you through those moments? Was it confidence? Like, what sort of mindset was that?
Honestly, it was like, you don't know what can happen. So it's like, you don't want to take it with a grain of salt. You kind of just, it's either go big or go home. So I didn't want to put, I feel like when I think too much about something or think too much about one thing, then I'm like, oh, I'm going to screw something up. Something's going to get messed up. Mm. So I'm like, we're not going to think about it at all. And we're just going to, whatever. I trust my body so much more than I do my brain. And it's like, I'm just going to throw my body in there. And whatever happens, happens.
I mean, it freaking worked. This girl, I didn't even give you a proper introduction, but she was the runner-up. Tequila Wilson, let me give you the proper intro. She's incredible. She's a professional dancer. She is an influencer. She's an entertainer. And she is the runner-up. She was the runner-up on So You Think You Can Dance. And I was just, I felt like we were best friends throughout the entire season. That's how connected I felt to you. And just... your courage and like bravery on the show and realness was so inspiring. And that's why I wanted you on Regardless, because that is the essence of this podcast, is like, regardless of failure, regardless of rejection or whatever it might be, like, how do you continue to show up for yourself and push through? And you are the definition of that. So freaking welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And I want to bring up something, because I know on the show, this was super cool. You were very vocal about, you know, how you were raised, right? Mm-hmm. And I wanted to just dive a little bit deep into that, just to set the tone for everyone. Like, what was it like for you growing up? And really, how did those experiences shape who you are today?
Let me tell you.
Tell me.
So my life story is basically, I grew up without any parents. I grew up with just my grandmother, and she took care of me. And from the ages of 2 to 11, I was in gymnastics, because that's what my biological mother did. And she passed away from drugs and alcohol when I was 7. And then my dad was never really in my life until I was 13. He messaged me on Facebook. My sister also did. Didn't know I had a sister. So that was fun to find out. Wow. I had a sister. My dad messaged me. I also got bit by a dog at the same time. So there was just a lot happening. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so much happening. And what's really funny about it now is that, like, obviously now I can, like, cackle about it. And it's, but it's, like, during those moments, I never really was negative about it. Mm. I was like, okay, things happen. Mm. What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to keep going. And then I feel like that's mainly how I kind of curated my mind and how I live now to this day is, like, we're just going to keep going. But with that, my dad was never around. My mom passed away, so I kind of, like, lived through gymnastics with her.
Wow.
And then, obviously, when I went from gymnastics to dance, because I was doing both for, like, a hot second.
And you can't do both forever.
You can't,
like,
no.
You gotta pick one.
Right. Yeah. And so then I saw the gymnast doing ballet bar. And I was like, wait, Mom, I want to try that. Because I would call my girl my mom. Okay. And I was like, Mom, I kind of low-key want to try that.
What's her name?
Her name is Deborah.
Deborah.
We love Deborah.
Thank you for making this woman. Shout out to Deborah.
She did her big one. And so with that, I was like, Mom, I really want to try dance.
Wow.
Did dance. Fell in love with the like rhythm. And I was like, wait, we can move our body. Yeah. That's kind of fun. So I fell in love with that. And then just kept doing like privates and kept, you know, just dancing. And I never really like, not saying took dance seriously, but I kind of was like, oh, I love dance. Like, I love getting my homework done and then going to dance. Like, that was really fun. And then it was like when COVID hit, I switched studios and I was like, okay, like I could really get down with this. Maybe about sophomore year is when things kind of started
of high school.
Sophomore year of high school, things started to kind of take off. Okay. And I started to like kind of get like a little better at it. And I was like, wait, okay, I really like this. I really enjoy it. Took my training a little bit more seriously throughout junior year. And then I graduated my junior year of high school. So I didn't even have a senior year. So last year technically was supposed to be my senior year of high school.
How old are you? Please let everyone know.
I am 18 years old.
18 years old. Okay, the way that you articulate yourself, your mindset, all of it, like hope for this generation, girl.
Yeah.
I love it.
But with that, I went to the conservatory and then was like, okay, like I really want to take dance professionally.
And that's where you were doing dance full time, no school, because you graduated early for that. Got it. Okay.
So I was like, okay, I was only at my studio and I was only in high school for 3 years. And I was like, all right, I really want to take dance seriously. So I graduated early. Which is funny because a lot of people told me that I wasn't going to be able to do it. Mm. And I was like, hun, I'm taking 2 online classes. We're going to be fine. It was like, all of you can do it. Why are you going to stay here for an extra year? Think smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
And so with that, I graduated. And I told my mom, I was like, hey, there's this conservatory in Massachusetts where it's just dance training. And it's run by Teddy Florence. It's a really good conservatory. And I really, really want to go. Went to it, packed up, literally moved out. Like this week would be, last year was when I was moving out and moving into the conservatory. And with that, I didn't know about what my year was about to happen, what all the incredible things that were going to happen. And it was incredible. Because like, let's say in two weeks of last year would have been when I got the phone call for So You Think. Oh, so my So You Think journey is about to hit 1 year.
Okay, so you recorded, was it a year ago from like in a month or so? Like when was the recording?
When we started filming?
Yeah.
December.
Got
so
it, okay.
In December, when this December hits, it'll be officially a year.
Wow. Pretty amazing.
And if like season 19 gets renewed, I definitely want to be an all-star. Oh my gosh.
Tequila, you will. You are the all-star. Ugh. And regardless of whether or not you are. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
I'm curious, babe, like how, I don't know, for me, like movement has played such a massive role in my healing journey. Mm-hmm. Like that is my non-negotiable. If I feel like shit, if something goes wrong in my life, whether it's like a breakup or failing a test or totally screwing up a pitch, like I turn to movement.
Yeah.
And in the past that was dance and like I miss it so fucking much and I need to just push myself to get back into the studio. But I think for people who are listening who aren't dancers, like I think there's so much for us to learn from you. And I would love to learn more, like, you know, the way that you were raised, babe, with not having this traditional family, like how were you able to rely on dance or movement to heal and like feel like you could just like reshift and propel forward.
Mm-hmm. So I think I've always just had a creative mindset of like, I was telling someone else this the other day. I was like, I really enjoy like doing things creatively, like going to a museum, looking at art, mm-hmm. or like, I definitely want to get into painting. Like, I feel like that's really cool. And it's like, when in doubt, you can definitely turn to movement or turn to something creative to fill your creative soul, which will help you like rejuvenate for your everyday life or whatever you have to do. And so like with that, with me not having a traditional family, like I obviously when I was with my friends that have normal families, obviously I'm not going to be envious of them and be like, oh, they have a mom, they have a dad. I have a mom and a dad, and that's my grandma. She did everything for me. And so, like, with that, when, because dance has never technically failed me, and I know some people's dance journeys is way different, and they have ups and downs and whatnot, I feel like with the way I am with dance, it truly is my number one and is my best friend, and obviously, I want to take care of my body and dance for as long as I can, and it's, like, with that, whenever I feel like I have a low, I know that if I just do a small little improv in my room, or if I have an open space like in the gym or somewhere, and I just move my bones for maybe like 2 seconds, I'm like, all right, okay, I'm better. I feel better. Or if I just listen to my favorite song and I do like a little jam in my bedroom or my bathroom, I'm like, I feel great again. I feel good. Or if you like, you sketch on your iPad, you take notes. Like, there's so many different ways that I think some people don't think that it could fill them up again. It's like, there's so many ways, and I just want to be like, look, here they are. And it's like, you can literally do anything. And it's like, obviously, just with my family, I never was a Debbie Downer about it. I was like, this is my life.
Wow.
What are we going to do to make it not negative? And it's like, a lot of people asked me, they were like, how are you not negative about it? Because like, 'cause like, that sucks, obviously, because, you know, you want to have a mom and a dad.
Valid.
And
I'm
like,
valid.
And I'm like, well, the thing is, I don't think about it that way. I've never thought about it as it being a bad thing.
No.
And it's like I said, my mom is my mom. She's my dad. She's my tutor. She's my best friend. She's my number one. She's my supporter. She's literally my everything. So it's like, why I wouldn't trade it for the world. And it's like, she's the one who supported my dance dreams since day one. When I told her, because at first she was like, oh, I want you to go to college, and I want you to have a college degree, and I want you to do all this. And now it's funny because it's like, even though I didn't go to college, I have college places asking me to teach. So it's like, it's like a whole like Uno reverse card.
Yeah.
And I'm like, things can work out in your favor as long as you just trust the process. And regardless of anything that happens, it's like, you can always turn it around. It's so incredible the way like the universe works.
Dakayla, and also I want to point something out that you just said. All of this is stemming back from a place of you taking freaking radical responsibility over your life. I know so many kids in 20-somethings who are just like, well, these are the cards that I've been dealt, like, fuck it.
Yeah.
And no, like, you are in the driver's seat.
Mm-hmm.
You are taking, like, power over your life and taking charge and, like, making shit happen. And knowing that, like, this podcast, like, girl, my target audience is for 20-somethings and you're 18 and you're sitting here and literally preaching, rapping, all of this stuff, pretty epic.
Yeah.
Do you think, like, where did this, I mean, obviously you had to grow and learn, and I'm sure you failed multiple times, and it's all, you know, confidence is a muscle. You're not born with it. You have to just put yourself out there and continue to fight. But, like, where do you think this sense of, like, confidence and almost, like, self-advocacy has come? It's like, where does it come from you?
Honestly, I would love to know. And it's something, and which is really funny, is I feel like I was just kind of born with it, except for when we were on the show, my confidence was so rocky. Because it was like, I don't know how to go about it. Because it's like, I'm telling, obviously I have a story, and it's like, with that, I obviously wanted to continue my journey. And so my journey was confidence. So coming out of the show, I mean, people have told me, they're like, you're a different dancer before the show and like after the show. And they're like, it's two different people. And I'm like,
talk to me.
I'm like, which is incredible. Like, just the confidence of being on camera, the confidence of literally just shoving your body out there and just hoping for the best and dancing for an audience of people and hoping that you'll make it to the next round. Like, that does something to your brain. But like, with that, I just, someone once told me, they're like, we're living on a floating rock. We're all doing life for the first time. So why am I gonna not have confidence when I know I wanna have it and I wanna push myself to these limits and I wanna do this, that, and that, and I have a goal, I have goals and I have aspirations? why not have the confidence to be able to make those things happen? Because if I'm like 30 and I'm like, dang, I really wish when I was like 18, 19 yeah. and I really wish I did that. Okay, great, cool. I'm 18, 19. I'm going to do those things now. I don't want to have regrets and I don't. And I think my only regret now is I wish my confidence was at its peak that it is at now when I was like 15, 16. Which is fine. I was in school. I was doing homework. We're all going to live.
Tequila. Girl.
Which is fine because I am still young and it's like
so young.
And now that my confidence is here, it's like I can't wait to see all the places I go.
There's so many people, my love, who get to like age 80 and they don't have any of this wisdom, any of this self-awareness or confidence. Mm-hmm. You are like... Technically, age is just a number, but like right. the age 18, those are in the teen years, my love.
Yeah.
You are just getting started and you are such an inspiration to people who are younger your age and beyond.
Right. Yeah.
And I really think everything happens for a reason. Like you had 100%. To go through So Youth You Can Dance. Mm-hmm.
I feel like that journey definitely helped me for where I am now and where it's going to take me.
Wow.
And it's also like I feel like it takes the right person to say the right things to someone to help them get to where they need to be. Because you know what's always like? Someone's going to come into your life and teach you these things. And I feel like I've definitely learned like with the nuggets that I teach here and there for dance, I feel like I can say the right things to them and they'll understand it and they get it. Like I've had so many privates with so many kids of mine and they'll get their aerial or they'll get their back handspring. And I'm like, I didn't even touch you. I just said something. And it's like I feel like if I can say the right thing, then I can definitely motivate those people. And it's like, it sticks with them for a really long time.
What's your favorite nugget that you've shared with one of your students?
I was like, I say it in all my classes, actually. So this is like an overall thing. I'll be like, okay, great. You guys are understanding the combo, but you guys all look constipated. Are we going to look constipated when we're on stage?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So great. Cool. The details are there, which me personally, details are never there, but y'all have the details. Now what's going on over here? People want to watch a show because they want to see what's going on over here. They want to see you smile. And I'm like, all right, smile. I know you guys have great dentistry. Let's show it.
Yep.
Thank you. So that's what I kind of say to them.
Yeah. And this whole like confidence on camera and when like you're stepping onto stage, I mean, especially as a dancer, like I for sure was never like the most technically trained one. Like, I mean, I've been doing ballet for years, but I was never like about the details. Like the reason why I stood out was for sure like my presence on stage. And that's for sure your freaking superpower. Do you think stage presence or energy in general when you walk into the room, because I think whether or not you are on stage and you're captivating an audience or you're on camera like this at a podcast or you're walking into the room to say hi to your friends, like where is that teachable? Like how can someone step into that?
I say chest up, chin forward.
Ooh.
Like,
I like it.
Chest up, chin forward. And it's on. It's literally about presence. It's like, if I know, if I'm walking into a room and I'm like this and I'm like, I know I have, not saying I have that power, but it's like, I have that ability to be able to just give that energy that I'm here.
Yep.
I have walked into the room versus like slouching. I feel like body language is also a thing. Like, if I'm slouching or if I'm like, I mean, obviously I'm slouching because I'm comfortable, it's like, if I'm walking into a room and I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that gives a different energy versus like, I'm here. Like, what's up, everyone? Where's my drink?
Love it. Girl, you should be 21. You're ready.
And I really want to understand how I am so like, okay, I'm ready. Like, but it's like, I'm so young and I'm like, I don't know where this came from. I don't know where. And it's like, I have so many questions, but it's like, I'm not questioning it.
No.
And it's like, I'm going to own it. I'm going to keep rolling with it. We're all going to live. We're all going to see another day.
And you know what's super cool on So Youth You Can Dance? Like, just watching your journey and being your number one fan, seeing from like day one since you started to, I think it was the finale, but one of the judges was like, you are so strong and athletic, but now I am seeing the passion, the softness, you like stepping into your feminine. And that, as like being a woman, especially in like corporate America, is so fucking powerful because a lot of men, when they think of like passion and soft, there's just a negative stigma around it. Yeah. But I think that like on the show, you fucking rebranded that.
I also think it's really nice for women to dive deep into being masculine and feminine. And I think it's a thing of like, why are you going to shy away from it? We're all going to have those days where we want to slick our hair up and wear a vest. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh yeah.
I feel like people shy away from it, mm-hmm. but it's like, why do that? Because it's like now in the industry, they could ask for that. They could be like, okay, we want a 5'3" black girl with braids who can be both feminine and masculine. Yeah. It's also being versatile at the end of the day. And it's like, how can I be so soft? How I can be dainty? But it's like, how can I be loud and present? You know what I'm saying?
It's like, for sure a balance. Mm-hmm. And for me, like, because with my podcast, I'm also a seller in a very masculine dominated world. And so for me, like, I feel like I'm always in my masculine.
Yeah.
But it is so cool to see you on stage. Like, to me, I was like, fuck, she's owning the stage. Like, how she's showing up is like who you are as a dancer. Like, you are so flipping athletic. Mm-hmm. But like, to see you also like play with this essence of just softness and like just feeling into the emotions, like, it was more of like an emotional experience that I felt you tap into.
Yeah. I definitely think with my journey on So You Think, it was very vulnerable. And I think I learned so much about myself more as a human than I did a dancer, which is really nice because I feel like it's the opposite for some people. Like, obviously, I learned so many things about myself as a dancer. And I was like, wait, I can low-key pick up choreo faster than I thought. And it was like, but I feel like I learned so much about myself in a way of self-respect.
Yeah.
And like, how am I able to obtain the physical and mental things going on with my body both at the same time versus one and the other. And it's like, there are so many things coming into my brain, so much knowledge and information all being shoved into me. Like, there's cameras being shoved in my face. I'm dancing with a mic pack on. I'm also trying to learn choreo. I'm also trying to be
all the close, different industries.
Close,
too.
I'm also trying to be close ties with everyone. Yeah. I'm also trying to make sure everyone is okay. I'm also trying to make sure I'm okay and feeding my body, which is also another thing, is I felt more selfless in that thing because I was feeling like I was caring, or I was more interested in how everyone else was feeling versus myself. I was like, okay, like, I'm fine. Like, I was doing like daily check-ins, and I was like, I'm fine, I'm chilling. I was like, how was everyone else feeling? And it was
like
really
the cast, you mean, just to clarify. Yeah.
And like, with how everyone else was feeling, everyone had different ups and downs. And it was like another thing that also helped me a lot, which I kind of think about because I was like, how did I not have like a sad day? Like, I was like,
you didn't have one sad day.
Every single day.
Girl, were you like on a, like, high on adrenaline? Like, what?
See, that is one thing about me. My adrenaline will kick in through
like,
the
fight
roof.
Or flight, for sure.
Very.
For sure.
And like, with the show, like, I never, I mean, also, I had a love interest on the show, so I think that's another reason.
I was upset.
That's, I think,
dying.
That's another reason why my adrenaline was like, whew. But with that, I was also journaling every day. So I had like a So You Think journal, and it was my notes from my conservatory. But since I wasn't there for like 2 months, I literally, every single day, we would get home at like 7 or 8. We would do like house reality. Then we would stop. We'd all have our downtime and like eat dinner and stuff like that. And I would always go up to the roof and like, or in my bed, and I would just sit down and
proud of you.
Took notes about what choreographers said to me.
Wow.
Or I wish I brought it, but I would take.
That would be so cool.
It would be like, okay, day one of rehearsal. This is what Mackenzie and Philip said to me. This is what, how everyone was feeling. This is how I was feeling. Overall, like, rating of the day, a high and a low. Like, yeah.
Like, just taking, like, inventory and being self-aware, girl. Yeah. I think that is really probably, like, the catalyst that got you that far because I'm assuming not every dancer – I mean, maybe everyone did it.
Yeah. And it's, like, if I did a job, I would probably still do the same thing and be like,
yeah,
this is a job I did today. Day one of rehearsal. This is how I'm feeling. It's something I could work on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And I do want to bring back – I think it was it the last, it may have been the finale, but you were working on one of your duos.
Yes.
And I remember you got really emotional during rehearsal and you said, I'm just really learning how to let go. And there's just a lot of change in my life. And I remember that night was when your dad was in the audience.
Yeah, that was the second time because he came for semifinals and finale. And finale was like, anything could happen.
Yeah.
We don't know who's going to win. We don't know anything. And it was like, I was working with my dream choreographer. I was working with someone who I've wanted to have a duet with since I saw him assisting on stage. And it was like, there were so many magical things happening. I was like, I'm in the finale with my love interest on the show. Like, there was so many things going on. And I was like, and at once. And I was like, how can I let go? I think that was another reason. Another time and space where I was so hyper aware of everything that was happening. And it was like the weeks prior, I wasn't really. I was just taking it all in like a sponge. And I was just like, all right, we're just going to roll with it. But it was like, it was finale. So I was like, so tense. I was like, anything could happen.
Okay. I want to be like, I just want to get into your brain.
So go ahead.
How did you let go? Because, and I believe it, but I'm just saying that, like, before, like, you're going on stage, like, there's so much that's writing on your performance. Like, I want to understand more, like, before each of your solos, like, when you're preparing yourself backstage.
Okay.
What's, like, going on through your mind, babe?
So, give it to me. Literally, I feel like I have, like, a light switch in my brain. Okay. And I'm like, all right, so it's either we can be super aware of what's going on and worry about every single detail, or we can turn it off and just let it go.
Okay.
And I feel like I was able to do that every single week except for the last week. I was so like, holy crap, anything could happen. I was like, this is a really, really big moment. So I think that was, I think that's also another good thing is to be very hyper aware. But the weeks prior, I was like, I'm not going to worry about a single thing. I was like, I mean, I have little doubts here and there, but this is an experience of a lifetime. Why am I going to be so worried about it?
Yeah.
And so literally before every single, like solo, every single performance, I would do a thing called box breath. And it's like you would hold in for 3, let out for 4, hold in for 4, let out for 5. So you would breathe in for 3, let out for 4, breathe in for 4, let out for 5. Yeah.
And you do it again.
And we do it again up until 10. So. Okay, so
breathe in for 3, breathe out for 4.
Breathe in for 4, let out for 5.
5,
6, 6 7, 7, 8. Eight. Yeah. Nine. You just keep going. And it slows down your heart rate and slows down your breath because when you realize you're about to be on stage in front of an audience in front of 3 incredible judges, like, obviously, you're going to be like, so like,
yeah,
breathing is something that I would forget a lot because I'm also asthmatic. So like, I can't breathe all day. Like,
wow.
So with that, breathing was an incredible thing about on the show. Like, I needed to breathe. I needed to drink water, which I always forget. I mean, still to this day, but breathing is one thing I've gotten so much better at. And like being a competition kid, all I was yelled at was for breathing during my solos. And so when I had the chance to make up my solos, I also took in, because obviously my solos were just so go, go, and go. Like, we saw how much I was moving.
Yeah. Insanity. Flipping here and there. I'm like, girl.
Yeah.
It's like a string is, like, attached to you, and you're just, it's insane.
And I just literally kept going. And so another thing, it was because my yoga teacher at the conservatory taught us box breath. And that is something that's one of my biggest takeaways that I learned is literally how to box breathe. And it's, like, before any, like, session I have with somebody, any, like, just any, like, thing that I think is going to be a big moment, I always do box breath. Like, did box breath in the car on the way here. Like, always do it.
And so when you were waiting for an answer on the show,
mm-hmm.
and this relates to anything in life, right? Mm-hmm. Like, this could work out, this could not work out.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any, like, internal chatter with yourself while, like, you were waiting for those, like, make it or break it moments?
It was honestly just, like, everything can happen. And when I feel angsty, because I also have ADHD, so I'm always, like, constantly just moving. And I think that's also another reason what helps me in dance is I would just, because we had a lot of waiting time. So whenever we were waiting for an answer of, like, we didn't really know, or like even when we were on stage waiting about to see who's gonna get cut or who's not, my hands would always be behind my back and I'd always have a cross and I'd always be like tapping my leg to see.
I think I did see you shaking a lot.
Yeah.
But like not shaking in like an anxious way, just like you
just
were
like always moving.
Yeah.
I was just always moving. But my fingers, I don't even know if I ever told anyone, my fingers were always crossed like this. Or like I'd be holding onto somebody and my hands were always crossed.
And just adding in another entire like essence to this entire journey is like Anthony.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, like, I know I'm a people pleaser, like that would have been really hard, I think, especially as like being women.
Yeah.
I never saw once in the show like you dim your light to make him feel like bigger, bolder, but the way that you navigated the whole show, you always had his back, you had everyone's back, and you were so supportive, but you were also like this is me. Like, I'm gonna win this thing. And that was so iconic.
Like, even when it came down to the finale and I knew I was going up against my love interest. So it was like, crap, obviously I want him to win. But it was like, I also have so much respect for myself that I also want to win. And that regardless, like, whoever wins, it's incredible. I was like, we're both incredible
people.
You're
both winners.
We're both winners at the end of the day. And it's like, he did win the show. We all gave him his flowers. He's an incredible person, an incredible dancer. So it's like, do your big one. Like, he deserves that. But it was also like, with how much of opportunities and doors have been open for me since the show, it's like, it's also an incredible thing. And I'm also so grateful to be the runner up. And it's also an incredible title as well. And I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Babe. You did it. Like, I remember going to the So You Think You Can Dance tour when I was, like, 12.
Oh, my gosh.
And I don't know if they're still doing this. Probably not. Mm-mm. No. But it was filled. Like, the entire auditorium was filled.
Yeah.
And they were picking, like, the girls who could scream the loudest to go backstage and meet, like, the all-stars. Like, there was about, like, 5,000 people, like, in the auditorium. Wow. I was the loudest screaming girl. I got my...
You're joking.
And we got they took us backstage is like what happened. But it was because I screamed the loudest. But that is how much
I've been watching. Who did you meet?
I forget. This was like years ago. I'll have to ask my mom, but I literally forget.
Oh my God, I want to know what season.
Maybe like season 5 or something.
Wow. Okay, that was a hot second ago.
Yeah, I will have to ask my mom.
Yeah.
But I for sure like totally won that. Like, that's how much I freaking love
Sunny Kikinan. She's like, I did
it. And then I stopped watching the season, and then my mom was like, Sky, So You Think You Can Dance, like, redid their entire structure. It's so intense. Mm-hmm. The top of the top dancers are on. Like, I love how they tapped into every single industry because, like, that is where dance is. And to see you thrive and perform in every single niche was freaking insane.
Yeah. It was definitely, like, survival mode. Survival mode was definitely on, and it was like, honestly, I felt like I was playing a big game of Minecraft, and I was like, all right, how can we survive the day and night? And it was like literally just an experience of a lifetime, and if I could do it all over again, I would, just for fun, knowing the information that I have now. But like, so because someone also asked me that, they were like, would you do it again if you didn't know the information you had? And I said, no, if I could do it again just for fun, I would.
That means that you freaking had a blast.
I literally had a blast. Like, I'm saying, I had no sad days. They, like, with my dad coming, like,
yeah, that, how was that?
That was incredible. That was a very vulnerable moment and a very powerful moment as well. And it was, yes, it was very, like, sad, but it was like a good sad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm incredibly thrilled that he's here, but it's like, he's watching me in person dance, do what I've been talking about to him since I was 13. Like, oh, hey, I'm off to dance class, or like I'm off to rehearsal. He's watching what I've been telling him now, like all moments lead up to this.
What was it like having your dad in the audience watching you dance for the first time?
It was such a surreal moment. It was like, there's no way he's here, and there's no way he's finally watching me after 16 years of like seeing my videos on ever since I was like 13 is when he came back. And it was there's no way he's watching me not on Instagram or not on Facebook of like me busting move to a combo. It's like he's fully watching me on the So You Think stage in front of everybody, in front of 3 incredible judges, knowing that my love interest is in the back, like screaming for me. Like, so many things happening at once. So it was a really, really incredible experience. And there was a moment, where we had to do like a cute little film thing. And we went like around, I will never forget this, me and Anthony went around the stage. It was right before we were filming. All the judges were sitting there. I was geeking out because I was like, holy crap, they all look good.
Yeah.
And I'm over here like in my little silk dress, like ready to perform my solo. And we snuck around the back, and it was me and Anthony like peeping out the corner looking for where my dad was sitting in the audience. I really wish they aired it, but they didn't.
Did you see it?
Did
you find him?
I did. We found him, and I was like, there he is. And it was such a like a, I didn't have to act. It was like a, holy crap, there he is. Because that was like my first time seeing where he was in the audience from a different angle. It was so incredible. And I think he saw me, and I went like this, and he went.
They should have aired that. Are you kidding me?
I think it was probably just a bad angle from where they were filming, but. It was incredible. Yeah.
And also, like, the relationship that you and Anthony had was so beautiful and special, and just even, like, the friendship. Mm-hmm. It's really, I think, like, a unique experience to have that throughout that journey, like, just having that support system, and, like, it seemed like he really saw you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was a very good friend, and then when we took things to another level, he was very, very respectful and like, understanding of my situation as we're understanding of his situation, and obviously, we're not together anymore, but, like, we had a very beautiful journey together, and it was really incredible to experience that and also have someone with me throughout that show.
And so, especially with your dad, I mean, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. And to have someone, like, by your side and be like, I'm here.
Yeah.
It's cool.
And I think it's also different dating a boy, because I'm a queer girl, so it's very different dating a boy dancer versus a girl dancer, and it's a very different experience.
I'm not sure if we're allowed to talk about this.
Yeah.
But I did see a hard launch. Girl!
I'm glad
we talked about it.
Yes, we can. It's my favorite topic.
I love talking about my girl.
Okay, so who are we dating?
who are we dating?
I love her too.
I am dating Miss JoJo Siwa.
Girl! And stop!
She is my girlfriend. She is my girl. When I tell you.
I'm like blushing and getting hot right now.
No, no, no. I'm like sweating. I love nothing more than talk about her and how, like, in the best way, like, I am her biggest fan. Like, I love everything that she does. And it's like,
yeah.
Now being in a different seat versus being like, obviously it was contestant judge. And it was like, obviously nothing took place during that, but it was like after the show.
Yeah, that's what I was curious about.
So after the show, let me just give you like a little rundown.
Give it the rundown.
Our love story. So basically, it was like my last week of CLI. Was moving out.
It was what?
My last week of CLI.
Which is the conservatory. The conservatory. Sorry, I'm like, what is that?
Yeah, CLI okay. Conservatory. Okay, amazing. That's what it's called. So it was the last week of the conservatory, and I was on live. She joined my live, and I was like, oh my God, hey, queen, what's going on? And then ended live. Basically ended up FaceTiming her, and I was like, how's your life? Like, what's going on?
Well, I'm sure you guys like created some sort of a relationship when you were on, I mean, like mentorship and yeah. Just having her support.
Yeah. And so what's really funny is the first week we filmed the show, they were like, how do you feel that JoJo Siwa was a judge? And I was like, I'm going to faint that she's talking to me.
I mean, like, how do you show up in that? It's a lot.
When I tell you, I was probably one of the biggest contestants that literally had the biggest crush on her. I was like, she's so pretty. She's tall. She smells good. Like, how could you not be obsessed with her? I was like, I'm obsessed with her. But it's like, I never really knew anything that she did. I just knew her from being a judge on season 17. So, like, obviously.
So, you had no prior knowledge
I knew
like,
she was on Dance Moms. I knew she did, like, this and that. But I never really, like, deep into it.
Which kind of helps, though. Right. I think so.
I was a fan of her because of the show. And I was, like, I loved everything that she said. I was like, she's so pretty.
She's gorgeous. I mean, you're gorgeous, too.
So, with that, I was like, they're like, how do you feel that she's on here? And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to faint because I'm obsessed with her or she's talking to me right now. And there was a TikTok going around and it was like, pass the phone to somebody who you think. And Easton, he said, I'm passing the phone to someone who has the biggest crush on JoJo.
Shut up.
Phone got passed to me.
Of course it did.
So she's known that I've had a crush on her like the whole time we were filming. Obviously, she was professional.
Of course, yeah.
I was, you know, contestant judge. But after that, we FaceTimed. I was like, how's your life? What's going on? Like, you're doing literally everything right now. And this was like June. And she was like, oh my God, actually, I'm going to be in Connecticut tomorrow. And I was like, that's so funny. Connecticut's only an hour away from me. I am going to miss my last day of CLI and go hang out with you. And I did that. And so we hung.
That's a bold move. And I'm freaking proud of you.
So then we hung out. Like, it was another of like.
And this I'm was not like, how long it. Ago was this?
This was June.
Okay. We're in September.
September. Okay. Oh my God, yes.
I'm like, what month are we in?
Right.
Okay.
So
this is like recent.
Yeah. So June, we hung out. We literally had a ball. We went and watched a movie. There was nobody else in the movie theater. So it was just, my roommate was also with me. So we were all lollygagging the whole day. Ran around Sephora. Me and her swapped shoes. She actually wore these shoes.
Can she fit in your shoes?
We actually do wear the same shoe size.
Okay, that's the best. I wish my boyfriend and I wore the same shoes.
Which is great about a woman relationship is I wear her clothes.
Like, right?
I wear her clothes all the time. It's my favorite thing. And like, I represent a company called Tiger Friday. And she is now wearing Tiger Friday all the time. And it's like great because I can wear her clothes and I'm still representing my brand.
Girl.
So that's a great thing.
It works.
It works. But I have never felt much love. And I think me and her both can relate on this is that we've never felt just genuine honesty and openness and love all at the same time without thinking we're gonna be bamboozled by the other person because we think like she thinks I'm gonna leave randomly because I'm using her. I think she's gonna leave because she's gonna have her head turned and run away because I've never had something so secure in my life because of how I grew up. So and it's like we both say this all the time. We've never really had a honeymoon stage because we were just so open and honest from day one with each other. Like, tears shedding.
Wow.
We were crying, saying about our life and whatnot. And it's a very different relationship.
Do you think it's also because she was able to, like, literally have VIP seats to your journey on So You Think You Can Dance? Like, she saw so many layers to you, my love.
She saw so many layers. And now that, obviously, we're dating, she gets to know the actual backstory.
Yeah.
And it's resulted into more tears, more shedding. She knows like everything that genuinely went on. And it's like now it's all she can do is just have so much more immense and love and respect for me. And it's like same with her. It's like I knew what her head was at during the whole process of it. I knew I've asked questions about her life, and I'm like, I just have so much respect for you, and like what you do is not easy. And it's like, I'm proud of you for keep going or still continuing what you're doing. Like, that's crazy.
You know what's cool is that you both are such energetic, bold women, and to see you both cultivate this relationship together, and I'm sure it will be on and off camera that we'll have little glimpses into it, but that's very rare, and especially both having experience with being in the entertainment industry and being dancers, like, you get the grit, you get the discipline, and to have that both beneath your bones and like the foundation of like where you both are coming from, holy shit,
it's incredible. It's honestly like just women, like women and women relationships like in general are incredible and so powerful in so many ways. And it's like, with what she did with her life is incredible. What I'm trying to do with my life is also incredible. And it's like, we're both on separate journeys, but now that we get to do it together, it's like, it's such like a full circle and like an incredible thing. And I can't wait to see how long it goes and just what we accomplish together in the future.
What is your favorite thing or lesson that you've learned from her that you really want to embody in the next couple of months?
Oh gosh.
Cause she's pretty epic.
She's very epic. I think she was the one who reminded me of my journey and like how much of a different dancer I am after the show versus before the show. And she's like, the change that you were able to make within 2 months of yourself or in 6 weeks is incredible. And it's like, if you can do that, what can you do in the future? So she reminds me that a lot. And I'm like, that's a really good thing. Cause it's like, how was I able to do that? I didn't think much about it, but she's like, the fact that you were able to change that much, it's just crazy.
You're freaking capable. Like, if you can do it again at age 18, baby, talk to me when you're freaking 30 years old. Like, let's go. Like, actually.
Literally incredible.
Yeah. I'm so happy for the two of you to see your love. And when I saw it hard launched on Google, I was like, yes, on Google? It was on Google.
You're joking.
I looked up, like, Dakayla Wilson just to do a little check-in. I was like, wait, like, how old did she say she was again? Like, because I was like, she's, like, really young. Like, I remember that.
Yeah.
And then I looked it up, and I'm like, oh my God. I was like, this is news.
Yep.
Let's talk about it. But I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I love you. I love her. And I just cannot wait to see what you two create together.
I'm so excited.
And especially in the industry, like, women, we have to have each other's back. Oh my God, do we? And so to see you both create that love together, let's go.
I told her this and I was like, I will gladly be your NBA basketball wife. I will gladly be like,
and vice versa. Like, I rewatched the finale this morning when I was doing my makeup and getting ready for you. And seeing, like, her expression and reaction to your solo.
Oh, my God. It kills me every single time. We were actually rewatching the show the other day together.
It's, like, it makes me cry.
And we were – I wish – oh, my God. I do actually have a clip of it on my phone. We were watching it, and we were doing the dance where the judges came in. It was the finale dance of where she came in and did her little dance, and then I came in. It was so funny because it's, like, a full circle moment.
The universe. Yeah,
and
babe.
We were rewatching it, and just her reaction to, like – whenever, so we were like laying down and like we would see her reaction of me to my solo, and I'm like out of breath, like holding Kat Dealy, and I'm like like trying to catch my breath, and she's like, Dakayla, like, I'm speechless. Yeah. And I would just like look up at her and she would just smile, and it was I was melting. I've never been more obsessed with a person ever in my life.
Now you're with her.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I'm excited for you.
So crazy.
Okay. We're going to a section now called Syllabus Steps.
Okay.
And really, this is an opportunity for us to get, like, any specific resources or tools or mindsets or, like, I don't know, maybe even, like, a daily non-negotiable that has helped you get to where you are now.
Yeah.
And even just around movement. Like, what would that be to share with my audience and yours?
I think going back to what I said about having – I think kind of having, like, a creative slot for yourself every single day. Doing something that's going to – fill your juices up, and it's what's going to empower you to keep going for the next days or look forward to something. I always think, have like a goal for yourself at the end of the week.
Yeah.
Make it through the week so you're able to do this. And I think my thing is like, I am making it through the week because I get to see my girlfriend on Thursday and I'm getting through everything that's happening. But it's like, what is my thing for the today? And like today, my biggest thing was coming here and spilling my beans to you. And it's like tomorrow, my thing is waiting for my furniture to be built and then waiting to journal after it and then going to class. Like, I think having different daily moments in the day to be able to make it to your goal on the week is really cool. And it's like, what creative thing am I going to do today? So I can't wait till I'm 21 and I can do like the wine and paint, or I can have a sip of wine and like paint.
Oh, I like that.
I'm waiting for that day to happen.
What does that mean?
So I was at Cheesecake Factory with my Nana, and we were outside, and there was a whole class going on of women with their friends. It was like a whole girl group, and they were like sipping different wine and like painting by an instructor. And a lady was like, okay, I want you to paint slot blank and blank, take a sip of your wine. Like,
but you know, you can also, you should do that at home with JoJo.
Oh no, we definitely are.
Because you don't need a, like an ID for that.
No.
She can just get the wine for you.
Right.
You or, have to
or
do
we
that.
We could do like, I don't know, sparkling water or something. Love. Like that. Like
anything.
A cute little Shirley Temple if we
love
must.
Love that.
Like, do, like creating, like that's like so creative and so fun.
Like, or it doesn't have to be dance, like movement, getting creative.
Mm-hmm. Or like making up like a little ditty here and there. I mean, like, and also I think like messing around, like if you have studio space or if you have like space where you're able to do something fun, you know what I also think for girl groups or like for any group of friends, a PowerPoint night. I think those are so underrated. Like, I think they're so fun.
Yes.
Or like a cute board game night. Yep. Or like the charcuterie board night, where you come in with different charcuterie boards.
Cheeses.
Like bread, cheese, grapes,
like you can
fruit.
So get creative with that. And it's something to look forward to.
Right. And that's like another thing is like, oh, I can't wait for a girls' night on Friday. Or like I'm excited to have a group of friends and be like, hey, look, we're all coming over. Charcuterie board night. Have a Monopoly game of life ready. Clue. Let's do it. Or like PowerPoint night. You know what I'm saying? Or like Harry Potter night. Like, let's do it. Let's all cuddle up and watch Hermione Granger.
Love. 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 Like, okay. Last question for you.
Okay.
And this like is the essence of this podcast, right? Mm-hmm. Like regardless of setbacks, limiting beliefs, self-doubt, all of it. Like, how am I going to continue to push forward and how do I have myself here? And so thinking about your journey, my love, I would love to give to our audiences like basically a regardless affirmation or statement that is just like, it's you, you know? So fill in the blank, a little game.
Okay. I think my biggest statement to take with everybody is we all live on a floating rock.
Yeah.
But also we're all doing life for the first time.
Yeah.
So we're all going to make mistakes, but don't dwell on them.
I love that.
Live your life to the fullest. You're going to have regrets. Don't have regrets. Be like, hey, I did that when I was blank and blank. Literally, like we're all living life for the first time. We're all going to do these things. And it's like, do them with full capacity as you can. Like, I'm gonna, with my age and what I'm doing with my life, I want to be able to dance full out until I can't anymore. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I don't want to hold back, because now it's like I'm in a bigger scale. I'm in Los Angeles for Christ's sake, and it's like I can't hold back anything anymore. If I want to book that job, I need to go big or go home. And it's like, what I've also learned is like, I'm a background dancer. Like, let me cook in the back. Then when it's my time to shine in the front, I will shine. So it's like, I want to go full out. I want to be the girl that's doing head springs on her head and then going into a split, for Christ's sake. And they're like, holy crap.
Yeah.
So I've been telling myself that every single day in the mirror, like, we're going to go full out. And it's like, great, cool. People can judge you online. That's great. But is that what makes me? Is that how people are going to remember me? Yeah, because I'm full out. Because I'm going to be the girl who's going to go into split every single 10 seconds.
Girl. Powerful. Mm-hmm. Can you do me a favor and add a regardless in there? Like, regardless of blank, I am blank.
Okay. Regardless of what has happened in my life, it's not going to hold me back from the future. So it's like, regardless of what has happened might be negative, but that's not going to make me be negative in the future. My negative is going to be my positive now. And I'm going to, when people ask me my story, I'm going to be like, hey, this is my story. But regardless of that, this is where I am in life. I'm happy as a peach.
Dakayla, holy shit. Yeah, you just did it. You just podcasted full out, first of all. And I love this, like, live full out.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Regardless. If today's conversation sparked a mindset shift or inspired you, we want to hear from you. For more Regardless, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Join the conversation on Instagram and TikTok at RegardlessThePod for updates and resources. You can also find me personally at Skylar Sorkin on Instagram and TikTok. New guest episodes drop on the first and middle Monday of every month. Plus, mark your calendars for our monthly office hours with my mom, a therapist, and I, where we answer all of your burning questions on the last Monday of every month. Remember, babe, regardless of what you're going through right now, you've got this, and I'm in it with you. Stay electric.